On Saturday, hundreds of thousands of women from around the country converged on the nation's capital for the Women's March in Washington. Speakers and performers rallied near the Capitol before marchers made their way toward the White House. Some observers called it a counter-inauguration.
There were similar marches in cities around the country at the same time. A sister march webpage estimates 2.6 million people took part in 673 marches in all 50 states and in 32 countries. Here's a sample of some of the chants heard in Washington, D.C.
Hey, hey!
We want to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. Did you attend the Women's March on Washington? Did you attend one of the other rallies, maybe closer to home? What was that experience like? Why did you go? And if you didn't go to one of these rallies as an observer, seeing what went on in the media, what's your reaction? You can join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll be joined by our guest in just a bit, but let's hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Tell us about your experiences. Did you follow this effort? What did you think of it? If you didn't agree with it, why not? What do you think would be a better approach? 800-642-1234. And Lori is with us first in Madison. Lori, hi.
Hi.
And Lori, tell us about your story.
Well, I attended with my daughter at the march here in Madison, and we were ready to be impressed that if it was 10,000 people showing up. So the actual report that 75,000 or 100,000 showed up was amazing. And I was really impressed with how friendly the crowd was and that there were no reports of any trouble with the police at all. It was really a fun experience. I don't agree with all the issues that everybody brought to the march, but I felt like it was important to focus on the things that we agree on, that everyone deserves respect and everyone deserves to have their voice heard.
And Lori, had you been to a protest march like this before?
Nothing on this scale, nothing so huge. I actually didn't get to march at all because by the time I got there, the streets were completely filled with people and we didn't move. We couldn't move from our spot.
Okay, Lori, thank you for sharing your experience. Appreciate that. Lori saying she didn't agree with all of the issues being represented at the march, but agreed on some fundamentals, she says. And we'll go next to Mary joining us in Milwaukee. Mary, hi.
Hi.
Hi, what was your experience with the march?
Yeah, I was at the march on DC and I thought it was a really awesome display of intersectional feminism, because so many of the speakers didn't just talk about reproductive rights, which is probably what people usually think of when they think about modern day feminism, but they talked about Kamala Harris was there, for example, and she talked about how the economy is a woman's issue and national security and all of these issues that we face are all women's issues because we are all citizens. So it's not just about one issue that we should try to tackle, but there's a whole group of us with lots of different focuses, and I really appreciated that at the march and getting to march with all different kinds of people with all different kinds of views and talents.
And Mary, you said there were a lot of different focuses at the march. Do you see that as a potential weakness for those looking to start a political movement, that there is a lot of widespread interest in different areas and there might not be a single focus?
I personally don't see that as a weakness. I think I can see how someone would, but I think that is actually a strength because it means that there's no issue that we can't get involved with and no issue that we shouldn't have a voice in.
Mary, thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience at the march in Washington. And we're going to go next to Cindy joining us in Appleton as we talk about last Saturday's Women's March. There was a march in Wisconsin, in Madison, Milwaukee, and, of course, in different cities around the country and around the world and in 32 countries. And you can call us, share your experience at 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Cindy, hi. You're on the air.
Hello. Well, I was also a participant in Madison, and I did get to march. I walked towards the library mall and didn't get very far, so turned around, and we all started coming back the other direction. But numbers were impressive. Like the lady said, it was a very respectful and nice crowd, and I was there protesting the resistance movement. I am anti-Trump, did not vote for him, would not vote for him. He's not my president, and it's going to be a long 4 years.
Cindy, one critique that we've seen come in comments as we prepared for this this interview today was that maybe there wasn't a lot of diversity in the crowd in Madison. Did you see that? And if so, did that bother you?
What do you mean by diversity? There was lots of diversity as far as I was concerned there.
Okay. Well, Cindy, thank you for that. Appreciate you calling and sharing that. And we'll go next to our guest. Jessica Hughes is with us now. She's co-organizer of the Women's March on Washington, Wisconsin. So she was at the march in Washington with a group from Wisconsin. And Jessica, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Jessica, we're getting a head start hearing about different experiences from women who marched both in Washington and closer to home here in Wisconsin. You were in Washington. What was your experience like on Saturday?
I mean, it was incredible. There was just a sea of people. We filled the entire march route. And the entire just energy of the crowd was so positive and so excited. And I'm sure you've heard already, you know, it was, I think, the largest protest now in U.S. history, and not a single arrest. So that really says something about kind of the mentality of the people who were there.
How big was the Wisconsin contingent that you were traveling with?
So the buses that they sent down, as far as we know, sent around 500, but we aren't even sure as far as the women who took trains or took planes. I myself took a car down. So we think we sent around 2,000 to 3,000 women from Wisconsin, all told.
And Jessica, this is a big effort to get from Wisconsin to Washington, D.C. The logistics were there. There were big crowds. What motivated you to take that effort and to march?
I mean, I think a lot of us are probably saying the same thing. You know, this definitely was never an anti-Trump march, but it would be disingenuous to say that this election didn't influence the desire to be active in some way. But for myself personally, I really wanted to send a message to the city members of Congress that we are numbers too large to ignore, and that to ignore women's rights is really, like Hillary Clinton said, to ignore human rights.
Now, did you get the sense, speaking to women who were there, maybe women who didn't come with your group, that there were people there who were newly politically active, or was this a group of people who were used to being engaged?
Oh, no. It was such an interesting mix of people who had a lot of experience being activists and so many people for whom this was the first time they'd ever done anything like this. In fact, one of the major organizers for the march itself, Bob Land, had never been involved in any kind of activism or organization for protests before in the past, had just sort of stepped into it.
And there were a lot of speakers at that Washington, D.C. march on Saturday. We've got a clip here from actress America Ferrara.
The platform of hate and division assumed power yesterday. But the president is not America. His cabinet is not America. Congress is not America. We are America. And we are here to stay.
A clip from the march in Washington this past Saturday from actress America Ferrara. And Jessica, what are some of the issues brought up by other speakers that day?
There was definitely a pretty broad range of issues. Scarlett Johansson spoke very eloquently about some experiences that she's had being able to access reproductive health care, and she expressed some fears that she has about her own daughter not being able to have the same access to those rights. Madonna spoke very colorfully about some of her concerns about this administration not being willing to hear us and not recognizing that we need to have a broader viewpoint, especially in our government. So, yeah, there were a lot of really impressive speakers. They spoke about the Black Lives Matter movement, certainly about concerns over claims that we would be deporting people, that we would be separating families. So, yeah, there was definitely a broad range of viewpoints.
Before we dive into some calls, I want to ask you just briefly, we have a comment here from Kristen, who traveled to Washington, D.C. from Madison to participate in the march. And she said she had a positive experience marching, but she had some reservations. And she said, quote, "My fear is that a lot of women who marched are feeling self-congratulatory and have a sense of, yay, we did it, but that the real work is just beginning. We need to be organized and leave no one out." Do you think that the organizers and the people who participated are doing what they need to do if this is their goal, to channel this into political movement?
I certainly know that I heard at the march, people were already saying, okay, what do we do tomorrow? What do we do next week? You know, it's not enough to just stand here for one day and then go home. I can't speak to some of the other states, but as far as our group goes, the Women's March on Washington, Wisconsin Facebook page is already transitioning to a women's action page that's intended to support women and primarily women of color entering into positions in government, and helping us to be more organized as far as contacting our already elected government officials and really trying to influence that policy in a way that supports and protects what we believe in.
We're talking with Jessica Hughes now, one of the co-organizers for the Women's March on Washington, Wisconsin.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you attend one of these marches over the weekend? What was your experience like? Why did you do it? If you didn't take part, what do you think about the march? What impact, if any, it might have? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up our conversation now about the Women's March on Washington this past Saturday with Jessica Hughes. She's a co-organizer of the group of women who traveled from Wisconsin for the march.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you travel to Washington, D.C. for the march this weekend? Did you participate in one of the marches closer to home? Why? What did you think of it? And if you're looking at it from the outside, what do you think of this? Is this a one-off? Is this unfair to the new administration? Do you think only time will tell? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go back to our callers now. We've got Maureen joining us next in Oconomowoc. Maureen, hi.
Hi there.
What was your story?
Thank you for having me on your show.
Sure. What did you want to share?
Well, I'd like to share, I have never attended a protest like this before, and I felt that the issues were so frontline that I needed to do it. And so I joined in taking a bus with women from Congregation Shalom out of Milwaukee, out of River Hills, actually. And we took a bus to D.C. and participated in the rally and the march. And it was something I can't explain to anyone who wasn't there, the sheer number, the sheer just emotion. It was palpable. And it wasn't all bashing Trump. It was standing up for women's rights, immigrant rights, Black Lives Matter, Muslims. And I thought the diversity that I saw as well is something I need to comment on. It was a lot of men and children, women of all ages. It was spectacular. I can get tears in my eyes just thinking about it. I'm so glad I attended.
Maureen, I want to ask you, now that Saturday is over, are you clear on what comes next, or are you planning to take any steps that you might not have been planning to take if you hadn't gone?
Absolutely. I think one of the main issues that we talked about, Gloria Steinem touched on it, Michael Moore, Ashley Judd, is that this is just the beginning. I've already called my congressman today. I've got postcards going out in the mail. I have joined several groups, one called Citizens Action, and I intend on being extremely active going forward from here. This is not the end. This is just the beginning, and we are going to build a momentum like you've never seen before.
Maureen, thank you so much for your call and for your description of the event for you. And Jessica, Maureen's saying she's never been to an event like this, got tears in her eyes, and says she's got some solid action going forward. Do you see this as the start of something which could be called a movement at this point already?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that just really sums it up right there. We were all inspired. I think every single person who was there could tell you something they saw that they never expected. You know, Maureen kind of touched on seeing a more diverse crowd than maybe she was expecting. I had the same reaction. I thought we would see a handful of men in the crowd. I thought they would make up a pretty small percentage. I would say at least a third of the people who were there, if not more, were men. And that's so inspiring to me that this is not just a single issue movement. This is something that really touches for so many of us, maybe all of us.
Now, some other big movements like Occupy Wall Street had trouble turning those protest movements into political goals that were achievable. Do you worry at all about the same thing with the Women's March?
You know, I certainly think that that's always a potential when you bring together people who have really diverse viewpoints and have different issues that they want to see highlighted or pushed to the forefront. But I do believe that so many of us walked away with that mentality of we have to do more. And we saw what we were able to achieve as a group. And I think as long as we can hold on to that mentality of power in numbers, we can agree on a consensus and really work to move issues forward together.
Well, Maureen, again, thank you for the call. And we're going to move next to Ruth joining us in Madison. Ruth, hi.
Hi. I was up at the Women's March in Bayfield up on Lake Superior.
And what was your experience like there?
Well, it was just wonderful. You know, I've been hearing reports from all over the country about tens of thousands, but I felt like I wanted to call to say even the rural areas were having marches in their own way. And so in Bayfield, we marched, if anyone knows that beautiful town on Lake Superior, we marched from the Rittenhouse Inn down to Lake Superior and had prayers there from Ojibwe sisters about protecting the water. And there were lots of kids there and men and really positive, happy march.
Ruth, thank you for that. Ruth painting a picture of what she experienced in Bayfield, Wisconsin, as marches took place all over the country and in 32 countries, as a matter of fact. And what did you hear, Jessica, about the experience from women who stayed in Wisconsin?
We have gotten some amazing posts on our Facebook page from people who stayed in Wisconsin, not just those women that went to the Madison March, which I don't know if you've gotten a chance to speak to anyone from there, but they were anticipating 4,000 or 5,000. And from what I hear, they had closer to 100,000, which really shows you what a nerve this is touching. She was talking about the group that she organized with. Fort Atkinson posted for us that they expected around 40 to 50 people. They got 200 in the rain, in the cold. I mean, there have been so many people that stayed, like she said, in those rural areas and still stood up and made their presence known.
We're talking with Jessica Hughes right now, co-organizer of the Women's March on Washington, Wisconsin, and we're hearing from you at 800-642-1234. If you participated, what you thought of it. A comment here, Jessica, from Edward on Facebook, who says, it's a useless waste of energy. He's president now, not to mention how the entire feminist movement is a farce and there was no violence claim is a lie. So if you points there Edward is disagreeing on. He says there was violence and this is a waste of time. What do you say to that?
I mean, I guess I would have some questions about what violence he was hearing about. You know, I can say I was part of that crowd. I showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't leave until 6 o'clock at night. I didn't see any violence. I didn't hear of any violence. So I know that there were no reported arrests. As far as it being a waste of energy, I think our founding fathers understood how important it is if you want to sustain a democracy, if you want a democracy to endure for hundreds upon hundreds of years, you have to allow for dissent. You have to allow for people to share viewpoints that aren't necessarily in line with the party or the people in power. And they understood that that really brings vitality and life back into a government. So I would argue that by standing up and making our viewpoints known, we are, I think, the opposite of wasting our energy. We are using our energy to our best efforts. And I mean, feminism is a farce. I'm a young woman and I can rent an apartment and I can rent a car and I can do so many things that my mother couldn't do at my age without the signature of her husband or her father. So I would think that feminism is probably a little bit more real than a farce.
And let's take another caller now here. Robert joins us in Rhinelander. Robert, hi.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I attended the, can you hear me okay?
Yep. You sound great.
Yeah, I attended the march up in Managua, and it was raining heavily, and I went up there thinking there might be 40 or 50 people, and there were over 330 people, and half of them were men. And wow. I just want to say that it was more of a collective show, in that showing respect for women is great for the culture. It was a very positive atmosphere, really supported by the community. And it was a great event, and I think it's a great step forward in keeping our administration honest and open. And people just need to get involved.
Robert, thank you for that call. And as we start to wrap up, Jessica, if the Women's March in Wisconsin and in different states around the world was a message on day one after Donald Trump was sworn in as president, how would you articulate that message? What is it?
Wow, that's such a great question. I think I would say this. There were a lot of claims made about making America great again. I think one could make the argument that America was pretty great to begin with. But more than that, I think if you really want to hold to that promise, then you need to commit yourself to bringing together all Americans. You need to be open to different viewpoints, and you need to try and keep the people as involved in that process as you can. Certainly, I'm a little concerned that we're a few days into the administration and we're already seeing a lot of executive action happening. And I think that should certainly say something to you that maybe he's not as focused on bringing America together as he might have said.
Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Jessica Hughes, co-organizer of the Women's March on Washington, Wisconsin. And you can keep sharing your thoughts and your march experiences over on the Central Time Facebook page. Just search Central Time on WPR on Facebook.